George Coucher, the chief executive of Devon Chamber of Commerce, has been speaking about the A38 and an importance to have a plan for its future. And of course, this is so important, not only for Devon, but of course for Cornwall, as the A38 is one of the main routes into Cornwall. So I've been speaking to George about his thoughts, the plans, what's going to happen.
Well, there are two points relating to this. One is relating to signage, which is particularly important to our colleagues in Cornwall, and because actually Cornwall is not signed down the A38 at all, it's all down the A30, and clearly if you're a business in Saltash or in Liskeard, you feel very much that you're in the backwater of what is happening within the peninsula. So signage is one issue. The other issue clearly is in relation to resilience. It is a dual carriageway, not to motorway standards, through most of Devon. In Cornwall, it is a mixture of dual carriageway and single carriageway. And it's actually quite a dangerous road to drive. And clearly, it suffers from resilience problems. If there is an accident, then the road completely closes. What we're trying to find out from business through a survey we're doing at the moment is, what effect does that have on investment decisions, particularly in South Devon? And what are the particular characteristics of that road that we feel should be improved to make it a more resilient, a safer road to drive?
I mean, there are challenges, obviously, with the road in the geography around it.
Yes, indeed. I mean, clearly, although it was always described as the Devon Expressway, it is actually a series of bypasses that were linked together to make a single road. So it was created piecemeal, and that shows in many respects in relation to it. But it does have a number of junctions within it which are not easy to navigate, some areas where there are some quite severe gradients and bends within it. It's not going to be an easy thing to fix, but I think in terms of developing the commercial potential of South Devon and Cornwall, it's a crucial bit of infrastructure we need to make sure is improving to serve local businesses.
How much do you reckon you can boost the business and the money that are coming into the area by sorting this problem out?
Well, I think a really good illustration of that is just to see how Exeter has grown so enormously at the end of the motorway, at the end of the M5. We believe that actually by improving the resilience and the characteristics of the A38, we could see more of that investment flooding even further west, down towards Plymouth and West Devon in particular.
Do you see a day when the M5 will extend down to Plymouth?
I think that's a logical position, but I think there's a lot of work to be done to put forward that case.
And is that something that's in your mind's eye as a target?
We haven't formally discussed that at the moment because we're still evidence gathering, but I suspect that at our local business forums that we'll be holding in Plymouth and West Devon and in Torbay and South Devon, I'm sure that will be on the agenda over the next few months.